I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, alright? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music. Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. First and foremost, before we start the show, I have to give a special shout out to Samuel Timmons, RIP. He was killed Friday when he fell asleep while he was driving and ran into the back of a parked tractor trailer truck. Please keep him and his family in your prayers, especially since it's the holiday season. My daughter is taking it very hard. He was a close family friend. Like I said, tomorrow is not promised to us, so live today like it's your last, but make it count, and never take people for granted, never take anything for granted, especially your life. So let's get this show started. I tell you, I cannot stand my co-host. She always gets me in some of the craziest shit for some reason. Oh, I cannot do you.
Hello. Hello.
Goodbye.
Bye, Felicia.
I'm not understanding. Okay, first of all, y'all, I've been working a lot of overtime this week. Sorry I didn't do the show Wednesday. I was tired. I went to the doctor. My arm was hurting. I was just going through some shit. I'm just fucking tired. I need to go to sleep. So, last week, Ashton is telling me about this chick. Bolo, what's her name?
Well, to me, ladies and gentlemen, she started off as a woman named Kola Booth. I've never heard of her, you know, other than her being on CNN, speaking on being Osama bin Laden's mistress. And, you know, I'm not one to judge. Everyone knows that. I'm not one to judge. I'm not one to hate on your situation. Anything could have happened. So they're saying that she's coming out with a book. She has a book out naming the 20 top biggest penises in Hollywood from the 80s and 90s. And I figured, you know, I'm into that kind of stuff. So why not, you know, send her the YouTube clip? So I asked Chuck, I said, have you ever heard of this woman named Kola Booth? She's in her 40s or whatever. And she says she's in this Alpharetta secret sister society that are women from New York and California who go down and party in Alpharetta, Georgia. I was really intrigued because I love Alpharetta, Georgia. And, you know, they have this little society thing going on where they party and bullshit and drugs and fuck celebrity guys. And in the YouTube clip, she mentions that it's a group of black actresses and high elite people and high price call girls who fuck for like 3,000 and actresses who are in between jobs, you know? So we watched the clip. And still not judging, still, you know, talking about how she was a writer for soap operas and she's an author. We figured we would like to have her on the show to talk about her career and her life and how she's doing and whatever have you. And she said no thanks, which was fine. People were also asking me, who the hell am I talking about? You know, people haven't heard of her. So I started retweeting stuff off of her feed so people could grab her name, and she did not appreciate it. And she told me to get my facts straight or something like that, and that bitch called me a bitch. And told me I need a hearing aid. No manners. She is our no manners number one of the week. She has no manners. Well, you know, we're not CNN. We are not the Roseanne Barr show. You know, we can't get Idris Elba to, you know, fuck her on or whatever and her little perforated vajayjay. We would love to get Kimora on, but, you know, Kimora's busy not paying attention to this bitch. She claims that she broke up her and Digimon Hunsu's relationship. You know, I can't make that stuff up. How do I need a hearing aid? I can't make that stuff up.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. My stomach hurts.
I was expecting her until she called me a bitch. She could have fucked Osama, Saddam Hussein, Bush, all in one time, one room. They could have ran a train on her, and I still would have gave her props until she called me a bitch.
And I see that we was like up in the hole. You know what I'm saying? I am not one to dog you for sucking dick. Sucking dick is good when it's the right dick. I mean, you said sucking dick, you know how your mama tell you, wait till a man's heart is through his stomach. She said that ain't true. A way through a man's heart is sucking his dick. Okay, cool. She said I did it with my black husband and my white husband. First of all, you keep differentiating the race of your husband. No, he gives a fuck if you're married to a black man or a white man. You should
yes,
be
they
should
do.
Discount.
They do actually.
Yeah.
They do actually give a fuck because she is a woman who she takes pride in her nation, her culture, and someone was offended by the fact that you want to, you know, power to our people and black love and black this, black that, black, and then you often marry a Jew white man from New York. and she had her rebuttal about that.
She said Jules got big dicks, but she's scared of a big dick because how her pussy was dissected. So I mean, I'm not understanding. Because remember,
well,
her husband's got big dicks.
Based on her book is based on hearsay, if that's the case, because she's making it seem like, you know, I never met him, but from what I've been told, yeah, okay. Fuck out of here. Either you're fucking or you're not.
I'm just shocked how this went so bad, so fast. But no,
it's okay. I
nobody
understand.
Was.
It's okay. No, it's called menopause. I understand it completely. Mm-hmm. I'm a lady. I know what it's like to have them hot and cold flashes, to go from nice to, you know, to nasty in 0.5. It's called bipolar or menopause. And we get it. We get it. She can't see. She's telling people, you know, she got selective amnesia. She's going to see now. She's telling people they need to get hearing aids. She'll be in the hover around in no time.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But she got the right chicks. And she has just fucked up my whole floor on my show. Cause we have some good shit. We still have some good shit to talk about.
Have good shit. No. Shout out to Cola Booth for calling me a bitch, y'all. Osama bin Laden's lover called me a bitch.
She got
the man eventually dropped her pussy too with him and the Decepticons. What is going on?
Man,
I'm a bitch.
She got terrorist surprises all up in that pussy.
Hey. And that's where they hit the bombs, y'all. That's where they hit the bombs.
Fuck bombs over Baghdad, bombs up in Kula, Kabula, bomb, bomb. What the fuck are they?
Listen, after this, no more. We will not negotiate with terrorists. We will not negotiate with
terrorists. Oh, Lord, you think the terrorists will be knocking at my door in the morning? Not getting ready to go to work out in the Chicamobile. They're going to be in black, men in black, with some bad
business. I felt bad for her ass. You understand what I'm saying? She was on that, in front of that camera, talking about, I didn't want to be with him. I didn't love him. I was having dinner with my boyfriend at the time, and he came in, and they made my boyfriend leave, and I've never seen him again. And years later, I hear that he's with a white woman. I'm so proud. I want to make sure I kidnapped her, and she couldn't do shit about it. But if you got the balls to call me a bitch when I'm trying to figure out what life is like as an author and a television writer, and you're a national hoe. And you let everybody know you're a national hoe. Oh, fuck that. Say what now? Dropping names. I didn't drop no names, nigga. You did.
Oh, my God.
Or did I not hear that correctly?
Oh, my goodness. I'm still tripping off the 25 big dicks. I'm still tripping off that one. Because that one is just too funny to me. Oh, my God. My fucking head hurt. My stomach hurt.
I mean, listen, nobody cared who you were after a while. You had to take a page out of Corinne Stephens' book and try to put yourself out there somehow, some way. I understand. Sex sells. And if you want to, you know, if you want to be known, you're going to put people's names out there and tell their personal business. If it was a secret society, it ain't no secret anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Mason's got secrets. You don't hear them doing that. I'm saying Muslims got secrets. Y'all see them doing that. Hell, if I'm among hoes, we ain't supposed to be telling everything.
I mean, listen, it is what it is. It is what it is. She was on YouTube telling her business, and I was like, go ahead, girl, it is what it is. But you won't call me a bitch killer. Should you
do it? You do it. Huh? You own it. When you go on video, you're owning everything that you do. Because my son was right beside me looking at it, laughing like a motherfucker, going down that top 20 list. Because I was like, what?
I mean, and listen, y'all can go on that clip, give her some more views. Y'all will see all the sperm still on her teeth.
We got a phone call. Oh, shit. 4606, you're live on the air. Hello?
We're good.
Hi.
Y'all giggling. What's so funny?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this old ho called Ashton a bitch on Twitter.
Chocolate,
good, Ma. Oh, my God. How you doing? Oh, Lord, Ashton. I said
I'm
no
good.
Manners tonight. I did not know it was going to be like this. Wow. See, I had my whole show planned.
That's what I get for bringing you interesting news.
Yes. Damn, it's so interesting that you got called a bitch for trying to give a motherfucker props. Wow. Damn.
I don't get it.
Oh, my goodness. I already had
anyway,
my show planned.
Anyway, trying to see what's up with you. I'm going to sit back.
Girl, I had my show planned. I was going to talk about going back into the dating scene, how corny niggas is these days. They motherfucking pick up lines. They don't want to give out proper dick anymore. They don't want to take the time to caress your mind and caress your soul and then the coochie. They just want to give out some weak, whack-ass dick. What the fuck is wrong with men these days? And no, I'm not saying all men, because the first person that feel offended, then I must be talking about your ass. But I'm just saying in general. I'm just making a general statement and asking general questions. What happened to quality dick? That's all I want to know.
Same thing happened to quality pussy.
I mean, my shit's still the same quality yesterday, today, tomorrow. It's still there. You know, she gets, she's still there. So, I mean, because I'm really excited going back into the dating scene, you know what I mean? Like, going out with some dudes and stuff like that. I'm not even on my old shit. I'm not even trying to smut them out or nothing. I'm actually trying to get to know your mind, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. What it is you want to do when you grow up? Because, you know, not all men are growing
up.
They might be 50. I mean,
if he ain't got no goals by the time you start talking to him, you don't need to be talking to him.
Oh, you already know me. He got 5 minutes. And then once he starts talking that first minute, depending on what the fuck he say, it's going to go down to 2.5.
All right, because you're keeping on the East Coast. You didn't come to the West Coast and fuck with a real one.
Oh, Lord. West Coast,
oh, Lord.
East Coast,
Jesus ain't got nothing to do with this.
Like, look, it don't matter what coast. I done had them all.
It do matter. It makes a big difference.
Okay, so why don't you come to the East Coast? Why not come to the West Coast? Because you want to...
I'm anemic.
You what?
I'm anemic. It's too cold out there.
I'll keep you warm.
And y'all weed is boo-boo. So I need my Cali Kush and my good weather.
Okay, well, get in your car and drive. Then you bring all the weed you need, and you're good.
Dry? She said dry.
What? See, that's the shit I'm talking about. Where is the adventure in men these days? There's nothing wrong with taking a nice road trip. Road trips lead to so much more pleasurable enjoyment. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Riding by yourself, ain't.
Well, you don't got to ride back by yourself.
Okay, fly out here, and then we'll ride back together in the car.
What?
Huh?
What? I don't want to fly. I want to drive.
Fly to Vegas, and then we drive back. in the car?
I might have to think about that. I do need to gamble. I haven't gambled in such a long time.
What else good with you, though, besides the, what's the corniest line you got from a nigga? I know you remember it.
Oh, God.
Because you remember everything.
Some motherfucker I don't even know told me he was coming to town to see me. How the fuck you gonna come see me and you don't even know my motherfucking name? Then he felt like, because he claimed he had paper, that was going to make a bitch jump. Money don't move me. I make my own. Then it's like, motherfuckers always talk about, oh, you should let me eat that. It ain't been eating right. How the fuck you know if my pussy been eating right or not? Or, you know, that ain't getting hit right because you wouldn't be acting the way you act. What the hell, the way if I'm getting hit right, gotta act, do it the way that I act? Or just when the motherfucker, the way that he want to walk up and say something to you, I just look at him like, don't even open your mouth, don't even speak.
So you saying if a nigga put that thing on, you ain't going to change the way you act?
What?
That's what you're saying, right? Oh, okay.
What?
I said, okay.
Please. I had some good dick a couple months ago, and then the month before that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. Little, what was it, ATL trip?
Yeah, and then guess what?
You had fun? You had a good time?
Yeah, I just had a back to the basics. It's time to start over. New dick, where you at? I'm just saying.
So, why you don't come turn up out here then?
Me and Ashton, we're planning some trips, and I do need to come to the West Coast. We do need to come to Vegas because I heard prostitution is legal, and I got some motherfuckers I'm going to pimp out. And I'm just playing. We do need to come to Vegas because I want to gamble. I want to play the slot machines. This little lady that be winning big gave me some pointers, and I would love to come out there and do it in one of those hotels out there. They are so nice, so pretty. Be on the balcony and just let people look up at me and the dude hitting it right and he getting all them acapella sounds out of me. Oh, hell yes.
Acapella, huh?
I'm just being honest. I mean, you know, that's how it is. You know, shit happens. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be quite interesting. So, I mean, I'm actually excited about wanting to date, and that's the crazy part because I never really gave a fuck about dating. I was like, let's get to the bedroom. Like, let me go ahead and fuck you on the first night and see how the dick gonna be. But I'm past that. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if he can stimulate my mind and then give him the opportunity to stimulate my body once he holds my mental, you know, my mental attention.
That's kind of hard to conquer with you, though. Your mind wanders.
My mind don't wander. My mind is set. Shut the hell up. Action in my mindset on one thing.
Yeah. You're set right now for the next 5 minutes, and then you have a new idea 5 minutes later.
But see, what had happened was, is like it takes a special man to hold my attention. I'm not even going front. You know what I'm saying? He got to be secure in himself. He got to have an excellent conversation. And he got to be, like, you know,
not one of them jealous, weak niggas. You know what I'm saying? He needs to be one of them men that's on top of his game. And he can bring the same amount of shit to the table that I bring. But most importantly, he got to understand how to deal with me, how to handle me, and even be able to control me in certain areas of life. And if he can't do that, it's a fucking wrap, because I'm going to walk all over that motherfucker.
So you want a nigga pretty much to allow you to do all your sexual ventures and autobiographies and everything with no problem?
No, because my thing is, my autobiographies were based on my experiences in life. You know what I'm saying? You notice I haven't written anything because I haven't been doing anything. So if I decide, I have some stories I do have to write, you know, from some little things that I did do. But as life with him, my escapades will be with my man, because I'm not into casually fucking people. I don't want to just fuck you. I want to keep fucking with you. There's a difference. Damn, you choking?
Yeah, I have to hit the weed on that one. Your ass is crazy.
But I'm just saying.
Nah, you keeping it real, though. That's how you really feel. But nigga, it's going to be hard to find one. I'm going to be able to deal with all that.
But that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it.
Because
my thing is, if Ashton can find somebody that can sustain her and deal with her and it's all to the good, then it's somebody out there for me. I think.
I think.
But I just look at it like this. I will pray about it and be specific about the type of man that I ask for. And in time, right, he'll come to me. But
might eat her
I'm
too.
Just like, huh?
No, I hear you.
So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just being patient. You know, I'm gonna check it. But,
you got a
you
lot
know,
of patience, then.
Hell yes, that's what's shocking to me, that I have patience like that, because what men don't understand, the key to keeping me is being consistent with me, and a lot of men can't do that. A lot of men think, I went ahead, I got her mind right, got that body right, I got her. No, the fuck you don't. You had me while I was up in that motherfucking bed. But guess what? As soon as I hit that motherfucking floor with my shoes on, I'm walking out that door back into my reality. Oh, that was some good dick.
But Ashton nicer than you, though.
Huh?
But Ashton nicer than you.
What the hell does that mean? I'm mean?
I mean, you said, no, you're not mean, but you aggressive. Like, you want to be in control from the beginning until he takes
control. No. I'm not a control freak. That's the one thing that I'm not. That's the one. I know how to be submissive. My thing is, I'm just not going to settle for no bullshit, and I'm not going to settle for no weak-ass man. Never do I want to control you, because if I control you, I'm going to walk the fuck over you. I just want you to bring some balance into my life. If you can balance me out, then you can be with me. You can weather any type of storm that I may have, because you have that balance. Because there will be plenty of times that I'm off-balance. What the fuck I'm going to be off balance with another motherfucker for that don't even have no balance either?
Both y'all motherfuckers
land
some love.
Ashton is nicer than me. You're right. Ashton is nicer than me. I try to be nice.
You know what
it
is? You know what it is, Chalk? You ain't going to give a nigga a time to explain this situation.
I'm married. I got another bitch. Or da 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 da. I mean, it's a lot of different things.
Well, that's bullshit right now. I'm talking about some real shit. The nigga marrying, I'm talking to you.
I listen to what men tell me, but if I feel that it's bullshit, then I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out of my face. Because though no nigga want a bitch wasting his time, it's like I don't want a motherfucker wasting my time. Be honest. Keep it on the table. I say disclosure is everything. Disclose everything when you meet a motherfucker if you think there's some potential there, and let them make a conscious ass decision to want to fuck with you. Hi, my name is Chalk. I have a sex talk radio show. My head game is a felony. I like to fuck when I have a man. I like to get it in. I cook, I clean, I go to work, I make my own money. I don't need no drama. I don't need no jealous motherfucker hopping out of trees looking for me with a flashlight because the pussy is that good. And I don't argue. I'm not about to do no hand checking. You fucking piss me off, go on about your way, give me time to cool off. And I want to smash my co-host. If you can deal with that, then we good. Not
so you threw that in a small.
Action, will you tell him I'm always doing that?
I'm sorry.
Ashton deleted me. I don't know what happened to Ashton.
Who are you?
Nympho.
What? Who?
Nympho, he came on a couple of months. He's from Vegas, and he's 6'4", and he showed a picture of his ego.
Oh, I didn't delete you. I have a new damn phone. I don't even have a BlackBerry anymore.
Oh, okay, baller.
You remember him now, Ashton? And we was like, oh no.
Yeah, absolutely.
Woo! Man, you talking about no man? That motherfucking dick ain't got no man. Boy, we're going to find somebody for you, though. We're going to hook you right
cool.
on up. You, boy. That's just not even, that ain't even right. What you got over there, it ain't even right.
I had a bad BBM experience, though.
I'm sure you did.
Well, I wasn't no meeting and nothing like that. I didn't meet the person,
the
nothing like
person.
That. Nah, this motherfucker joined this group I was in. That motherfucker was a trainee.
Oh, Lord.
See, I got to bite myself.
Motherfucking BBM ain't no joke.
Oh, my God. This group was a trainee? Oh,
yeah,
came in the group. I can't even play with you like that. I can't even play with you like that because you all man. You all man. I can't even assassinate you with any type of questions I may want to ask you about that because that is not something that you play with a straight man about.
I ain't got nothing you can ask me.
What happened?
This shit happened.
How you found out that was a tranny?
Nah, because the motherfucker came in the group that was talking and whatever, but all it was a picture of his ass. and then one of the dudes in the group was like, show your face. Fucking showed his face. You could tell he had a wig on, little light-skinned nigga with a wig on. I was like, wow.
Lord.
Then he posted another picture of the back shots with some panties on. You could see a nigga balls. I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Oh, all right,
either
God.
Y'all delete this nigga out the group or I'm out the group.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Damn, he just put up an ass shot. Shout out to them ass shot pictures. This motherfucking thirsty ass in, but, ooh, look at that pretty ass. Not normal.
Oh, man.
I'm going to blast you the pen, Chalk. And you can invite him to your radio show.
And I'm just picturing it now. I'm all pointing out to ass shots. He just bent it over, man. He got ass bitches for days. Motherfucker was like, damn, my nigga, you see that ass and that bitch in the group? Y'all, I'm trying to... They see the face with the 5 o'clock shadow.
They didn't even know though.
I know, that's the fucked up part about it. It's like you look at that shit and then you be like, yo, let me see your face. Let me see this. You know what I'm saying? You can always tell when something is suspect.
The dudes were still commenting on his pics. I'm like, ooh, sexy. Where you at? All that. I was like, wow, y'all niggas is crazy.
They want some of that. They want some of that dick. That, I mean, you know, actually, we had this conversation. It's a quick way to tell if a motherfucker is suspect. Throw up a tranny site, and if a straight nigga don't tell you to cut that shit off or get ready to yoke your ass up for trying him, that motherfucker suspect.
That motherfucker is suspect.
Told you what happened to me when I went in the studio, and I pulled up big bitch, and that motherfucker looked at all the free videos.
Okay.
I never, ever looked at that motherfucker the same, because I'm like, oh, we got some wanna. Oh, he's like, that nigga never stick his that big dick in me. What normal man says that? None I know. Hey, mom, how you doing?
Y'all sit here talking about nigga bitches. It's a damn shame.
No,
hey, mom.
What's up?
Started talking about an old bitch, and then it just turned into some nigga bitches.
Yeah, I see. I'm sitting there. I was about to hang the fuck up, like.
Oh, no. He was talking about the groups and stuff, and we were talking about his picture. But I'm actually getting ready to go back into the dating scene, and it's just amazing how men are just so fucking whack to me. That's going to take a super nigga to get my attention.
Well, I guess that's life. But back to old boy. You know I got to ask him a question. What up, bro?
Oh, his call dropped.
It's called a job that did.
Yeah.
The one
the 702 caller.
Yeah, homeboy that was playing with the boys in the group. Call back. I want to ask you.
No, we're not doing that with you tonight.
No, you're not doing no chocolate because you're not fair. You'll fuck with everybody else because you like this nigga. You don't want to blow him up. Fuck that. Put him on
what
the phone.
Mean, I like him.
Whatever
his
you just said,
honey,
oh, we're not going to do that to you. No, hold on. You just said, we're not going to do that to you. You old man. Fuck that. You do that shit to everybody. Put that nigga on blast. He said he had a fucked up experience. I want to know what was the experience. Once you found out it was a boy, nigga, you should have shut that down. What was the experience behind it?
Maybe the Lord want to probe.
Mo wants to know.
Mo wants to know.
There it goes.
So, when you found out he was a nigga bitch, did you
yeah,
not?
Like, what was that? Like, did you leave? He going to tell somebody, I don't delete him. I'm leaving. Nigga, you
yeah.
should have been gone once you found out they had nigga bitches in the group. That group is suspect. So, ask yourself a question. What were you doing in that group?
Oh, wow.
And then if you put a dick picture up, a trainee going to be happy at all that. Oh, girl. Oh, boy. Oh.
Because he went for a minute now. He was like, yeah, you know, she put up an ass picture. You know, at first everybody was commenting on the ass picture. And then he went on, too, because he said, didn't she put up something with the panties or some shit? And he seen the balls. Like, why was you interested that long?
Man, Ashton, I gotta get that it on here because Mo's gonna have so many motherfucking questions. I'm gonna let Mo be the host that night. If I can get Big Dick Bitch, if I can get Big Dick Bitch on the show, I'm gonna let Mo be the host that night because he don't ask the questions. He don't ask questions that's gonna make my stomach hurt. Like, he be like,
no,
ask the shit that. You just want to know, right?
No, I'm just saying. I'm sitting there listening. I was going to hang up because, you know. first you two, you know, y'all going, you know, all right, whatever, y'all like the man, manhood. And he just changed y'all whole topic. Girl, I had to train the experience.
We didn't say he likes his manhood. We was like, we wouldn't fuck, we would never fuck with
him. No, I don't care what y'all said. I don't want to hear all that because I was going to hang up. I didn't want to hear all that. But when he said that about that other shit,
oh, that just brought us going.
Oh, boy,
you're
about to
questions.
Jump out the closet.
Mm-hmm.
He about
oh,
to,
Lord.
He's about, he about to tell you and Ashley, you ain't got to worry about him.
Oh, my God, Mo. I swear. You, You know what, Mo? We ain't even going to go there with you. We're not going to do this with you because you truly have no manners. Like, you have no manners.
That's
and you're rubbing off
on
us.
Show, right? No matter. You want to keep it real. I just, like, the nigga, look, y'all didn't even ask him about the experience. He volunteered the information, so. You know, somehow he was coming to confess, you know. Maybe he needed to get that out. Why hang up? Maybe he needed to talk to somebody about his training experience.
You know what? Shout out to my Trinidad listeners, Kofia, David, Somo, Tion, Lorna, Stacy, Calvin, Michael, Mikey, Frankie, Lana, Kofi, Nakota. I think that's how I said it.
Well, none of them got a Trinidadian name.
Man, shut the hell up. I'm giving that shit.
Now, one of them got a Trinidadian name. What the fuck part of Trinidad they live in?
Shout out to that radio station for tuning in and riding the chocolate wave and loving us. Y'all have to excuse Mo. Like he said, the show is no manners, and he really don't got no fucking manners. Only person that be having manners, like the only two people that have manners on
yes,
the show.
Yes,
it's me and her. We'd be the only
yes,
ones that got married.
You're Ashton.
Yeah.
She's still confessing her love to hurt. You hear that, right?
Oh, wow.
Every time she get a chance to confess her love to hurt, she do it. Hurt, brother, if you listening, Chocolate is calling out for you, bro. Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
Yo.
You're
yo, sweetie, listen, that's my brother. You heard him. You can make a, you know, y'all can be a couple. That's what's up. That's my nigga. You just love him, and that's what's up. I peach it. Like, you know, you praise it. It's cool, though. You just confessing your love. You tired of all these other niggas, right? You want her. Tell the truth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm confused, sir. What are you saying?
I'm saying, okay, me studying you, you understand? And knowing you and there, you know, when we speak along this, you crying out, and I think Hurt's a great candidate. And you think that too. That's why you always mention it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Ashton, that's going to be the hookup. We're going to tape her and Hurts going on a date. There you go.
Do you want to go on a date with Hurts?
Okay.
You and Hurts.
What?
Look, she said tickle. Look, Elmo so goddamn tickle that she can't even talk. Come on, let it out. She blessed you. I got you blessing on your own show.
I can't stand none of y'all motherfuckers today. He called me Elmo? Really?
This nigga is
tickled. You're supposed to be my chick. You're supposed to be my right hand. Now it's time for you to stand up and be like, Mo, what are you talking about?
No, because
number one,
she can hear it.
Number one,
as I can hear.
You got me called a bitch today. Okay.
Wow, who called you a bitch?
I know her Hurts is that cool, so.
Nah, she likes Hurts, but that's cool, though. I think they should try it out.
Wait a minute, hold up.
I think y'all should
I'm
try it out.
I'm over here trying to get guests on your show, and these C-Dow bitches calling me a bitch. Out of control. I I am getting thrown all over and under the bus.
Wait a minute.
For Ryan to chocolate wave.
I mean, she fucked a terrorist, so you know she's not Homeland Security friendly.
What did she say?
My homegirl, friendly.
My homegirl said, "Who calls you a bitch?" I said, "Call the boo." She said, "Who's that?" Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I said. Who called you a bitch? I ain't here.
You ain't on Twitter.
Damn, you still sitting there tickling with that Elmo going hard.
No, because I'm laughing at that situation with that old homo. That shit was so funny because me and Ashton was big, giving her a big up because basically she an old head Kareem staffer. She an old head hoe that want to put everybody out there. So she did this list of her and 199 other women in an Alpharetta secret society. Isn't that what it's called, Ashton?
Yes.
And they compiled the list from the 80s and the 90s, the top 20 big dicks in the industry. Now, you are here talking about 20 different dicks that are supposed to be big in the industry, and you're putting yourself out there as a whole saying how a man pissed on you and you was going with the flow in front of him. Like, you want to call my co-host a bitch?
And no, it might not have been R. Kelly.
I don't believe that shit. Them bitches is looking. They see Karen did it. They see all these other chicks doing it. They looking for a way
this
out.
This bitch was fucking Osama bin Laden.
Okay, but Mo, she's on CNN. Everybody knows that she's Osama bin Laden's mistress. She's the nation's most hated terrorist's sperm dispenser.
She who?
Oh, exactly. So now...
She better chill, Michelle. Beat the shit out of her. She don't see that bop that broad got?
No, not Obama. Osama.
Oh,
Osama bin Laden.
Oh, I thought she said Obama. That bitch ready to get her ass whipped. Michelle ain't no joke.
No, but she's good for that, though, because she
claims
that
listen,
she
listen,
met the Kimora Lee Simmons and Digimon Hansu's marriage.
She
takes
sweetie.
Pride in that.
But some of them people, them rich people, they pay them bitches to do that. Like,
right, but listen to this. Right, they pay people. She said that the organization was based on actresses, celebrity women, and high-priced call girls.
Yeah, they pay people.
And she
for
gets
that.
Mad with me because she's saying we're lying by calling them escorts. No, bitch, you said that, not me.
Well, they don't. She don't care the bitch a hoe anyway. Like she get.
And
well,
told
I mean,
me
I gotta
to get a hearing aid.
She getting paid for it. Some bitch is doing it for free, so she getting
that's
money.
That's what I'm
so
saying. That's what I'm saying. We went to her on, you know what I'm saying, on some humble. Like we would love to have you on the show. You calling out these people and their dicks. I'm talking about. I wanted to talk to her about being an author and a soap opera television show writer, and she just was like swerve.
She called you a bitch just like that?
She said, get a hearing aid, bitch.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She hit you hard, dog. You
no,
didn't
she
slap
didn't.
Her?
No, she didn't.
No, you ain't slap her?
Listen, she said it on Twitter, and yes, I did Twitter slap her. Yes, I did.
Oh,
I said,
yeah, you should have slapped the shit out of
that bitch. I said, Chuck, the nation's most hated terrorist called me a bitch. Like, who does that?
How you fucking nigga dick in a dozen? Tell that bitch to go to hell. That nigga's living in caves. She just getting beat over a rock. Fuck you out of here. Is she black?
She's from Sudan black. Ethiopian black.
Oh, that bitch is dreaming. Sudan ain't fucking with that bitch. I don't believe it.
I mean, oh, and she was name dropping. Wasn't she, Chuck? She was name dropping
yes.
on YouTube.
Knows
what I'm talking about. Who else knows what I'm talking about?
Mo, did you say I need to go on YouTube and name drop? Is that what you said?
No, I said no. I didn't say you need to go name drop. I said anybody could go name drop. You understand?
Oh,
I said Southwest could go on YouTube. If you want attention, you could go on YouTube and name drop.
That's what I'm saying. But you're too old for that. She's too old
for
that.
She needs some money. She's from Ethiopia. Like I said, Saddam is dead. Bitch ain't getting fucked over the rock no more, so she needs some money.
She's been adopted by a Black American family since she was 8, she says. And she's married to a white Jew man from New York. So she says, and, you know, I have to speak like her to get on her level.
She's a high-class hoe, huh?
Yes, exactly. She will not speak to us because we are not worthy of the mile-high club.
We're beneath her, yes. That bird.
We are not worthy of the knees-wide club.
I'm just going to go stick her head in the
toilet. Not even Chuck's felony. Chuck's felony does not stand to the perforated vagina.
But you had me bugging. I thought you said Obama mistress. I was about to go in on her.
Please, please, please. Obama wouldn't touch that. He'd be downgrading his motherfucking self. Michelle is beautiful. You should see this cola.
Yeah, Michelle would have whipped that bitch ass, too. Michelle, she watching. She ain't on that President Clinton shit. That you ain't going to have no Monica Lewinsky in the White House.
No, none of that.
None of that. That bitch checked every room, every...
Michelle would knock down them high ass cheekbones.
Word up. Let me see your motherfucking resume. Who was your mama, bitch? Why you want to work for my husband? For real. And then she got Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah and all them bitches down with her. Man, Obama ain't going nowhere. You got a bunch of miserable bitches down with her. You heard me? She got a bunch of miserable bitches down with her, so. That nigga ain't got no time to play at all.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Y'all is dumb. But you got a point, because Michelle was like, no. She will put them paws on a bitch real
hell
quick.
Yeah. You see her bop? Yo, she gangster. Like, she don't play.
Well, the streets of Chicago raised her good, and she ain't like Obama. She not mixed. She's straight black. She all hood, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, all day, it's all good in the hood.
On a bitch in a heartbeat.
Yeah, she's fighting for her dick, her man, her title, and the White House. She even put Kanye on ass in check.
Yeah, she did.
Yo, that nigga is so... Yo, did you see his show? He number one, how you going to book a 19,000 people seat concert and only 3,500 people came out of town? You know, that's weird. Because, you know, they be filling up them arenas in other countries.
Yes.
Only 3,500 people came. That nigga had a whole empty motherfucking arena. But even when he came to Brooklyn, they said he sat up there and talked for an hour rather than rap. So everybody was annoyed.
I'm annoyed with him when he did that concert and he brought Jesus out on stage.
Oh, well, I wish I would have met Jesus. I don't think he brought Jesus out. He brought a Jesus look like.
But
he brought Jesus out. He's a bad
motherfucker. Like, what? Like, Kanye is gone. He is just so mad that he lost so much leverage and ground when he dropped his album and that shit did get the first reek. Jay-Z came right behind that nigga and made his album sales drop 66%. Then he picked the white boy to go on tour, Justin
Well, Justin Timberlake.
He tried.
No, they just showed the stats of Justin Bieber, the little boy. I didn't know the little boy is worth $1 billion. That's crazy, yo.
And R. Kelly got a song out together. That shit is kind of hot. I can't even front. I forgot the name of it. They played some of it on the radio. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but I don't like R. Kelly's new singing style. He I don't know.
Yo,
not doing
the
R.
new
Kelly
album, I think the
the new album that just came out. I forgot the name of it. You can stream it live on the internet. It's like back to like 12 play. He went back to that.
Oh, I got to check that because I know a couple of
new joints. Yeah, they leaked it. I forgot the name of it.
Some
rap singing
shit.
Oh, nah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I ain't really with that. I want the old R. Kelly batch.
This one is supposed to be the, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's called Black Panties. Black Panties, they said that it's on the level of 12 play. He went back to that old style.
They need it because we need that good R&B shit back.
Boy, I ain't gonna front 12 play. Your body's calling me. Like, damn near every song on that shit was 12 play. He broke that shit down, giving you some of my 12 play. What? With 12 play, I don't need 12 inches. I'm good. Like, shit. I just need
some. You know what other
like,
song is hot? Motherfucking Heaven and Hell, Heaven on Hell with Jada Kiss and Meek Mill. That shit is crazy.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, you gotta look it up. Heaven on Hell by Meek Mill featuring Jada Kiss. That shit is sick.
Hmm.
That shit is fire. Yeah, that shit's on fire right now.
Hmm.
Yeah, you gotta check it out. Come on, you're a radio host. You're supposed to have all that shit.
Man, look.
Thank you. Get your ass on that pit like me and download some mixtapes.
But I'm more for independent artists. I don't really give a fuck about Jada and Meek Mills. They already made it. I like motherfuckers that haven't made it because they grind. It's true.
Yeah, that's true too. But everybody got their time. You know what I mean?
True.
Like
some people
got
make
their
it.
Time.
Some people don't.
Some people don't. You know, and at the end of the day, and like we were saying the other day, is they sweating the South vibe right now because, to me, I just feel like the South is working together. Even though the music is, the beats are good, the lyrics is lame, but they keep you dancing. They either keep you dancing or laughing because 2 Chainz is straight comedy. I sit there, I love his music, but I be cracking up listening to the shit he say, you know? Either you're going to dance or you're going to laugh at their music, so that's why they stay relevant. So I give a shout-out to the South. They got it right now. New York still got that hardcore lyricist. They time to come back. All that play bullshit going to go out the window real soon. Just like every other fad, you feel me?
Yo, they giving this whatchamacallit a nice review though. Black Panties. And it's crazy because the artwork has him sitting in a chair and he has this chick and he's in all black and he has like a little mask on and a hat. And he got like a violin bow type thing, like this chick is his violin, like damn.
Mm. Oh yeah, they was talking about that on the Dish Nation the other day.
Oh, I'll sit on his lap.
You sit on R. Kelly's lap?
Yes, and I'll be like, let's get this shit straight right now, nigga. You ain't about
what
to
pee
on me.
What if he wanted to pee on you?
I don't let niggas pee on me. I pee on them.
Pee on R. Kelly?
No. Hell yes.
Why would you want to pee on anybody, though?
Say what?
Why would you want to piss on anybody?
Because that's what they want.
No, it ain't. So, that's the stuff. Like, listen, that's just like, so if a man say spit on him, you want to spit on him? I mean, y'all spit on a dick all the time. I don't mind to spit on a dick, you know? I get mad when a bitch don't spit on my dick. I'd be like, come on, you got to lubricate it, baby. What the fuck? Get that back, though. For real. I hate that dry shit. I don't like that. I like the bitch that plays.
Yes, like if it ain't got enough spit on it, hey, when you be looking on it, shit gets caught in your throat and you like your eyes water, it's like you're about to choke because the shit is dry. You never excuse me, babe. I need something to drink. You stop in the middle of sucking my dick to get something to drink. Fuck wrong with you.
You can't be like, baby, I ain't putting no spin on it, but, you know, they don't want to hear that. They
nah,
most definitely don't want to hear that.
That's when I grab their motherfucking head and just jam it.
What?
I'm mad at me over there. I grab the back of their fucking head and just jam it. You definitely hit that throat. Make them gag and throw up.
No. So, it's okay if a bitch throw up on your dick.
Oh, I mean, I don't mind. As long as she get up, we get up and clean the shit off. If she keeps sucking it after throw up, that time we off. Well, she gag and throw up a little bit, I don't mind. I mean, she was doing her fucking job. Everybody got so quiet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's okay for a bitch to spit up on your dick as long as she's doing her job.
Yeah, she got to clean it up. If she continues sucking it while she spit up, I think she's a nasty motherfucker. If she start playing with it like she played with her spit, I'm gonna be like, nah, bitch, we can't do this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, no, I'm just, No, that's just nasty.
I mean, it happens when, especially having drunk sex, a bitch be drunk and she just fucks up.
But, I mean, why would you want to fuck somebody that when they wake up tomorrow, they're not even going to remember it? That may have been some memorable dick that you gave that hoe, and she ain't even going to remember.
Hold on. I don't give a fuck how drunk you are, how drugged up you are. You're going to remember my dick. Sorry, I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord, I forgot. We was talking to Mo. Interesting.
A bitch wake up talking about, oh, what we did last night. I'm going to feel some kind of way, for real, on some Quan shit. I'm going to feel some kind of way. What the fuck you mean you woke up there and know what we did? That's crazy. I just fuck up my self-esteem.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Then if she's too drunk, I don't even want to fuck her because that shit's a turnoff.
Yeah, because then it's like she just laying there. It's like you fucking a bitch.
Yeah, that shit's a turnoff. I wouldn't do that. Now, if she's nice drunk, that we can have some real good wild sex, yeah, where she, you know. But that tired drunk where she's sleepy and passing out and shit, and I couldn't do that. I'd turn around and go right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Everybody got quiet. Don't get quiet now. Yeah, we got that damn
wow. Hell no. Because I have a fear,
you
ain't like, no, because, like, for real, I have, like, phobias. I can't see myself being super drunk. So shit might happen. And when that nigga telling me the next day and I don't remember and it's some embarrassing shit, I'm be motherfucking mad. I'm be ready to punch him in his fucking face because I'm going to think he's trying to play me.
He wouldn't try to play you because you got to put yourself in a predicament. You understand? So how would you play
me? Nah. Because when you're drunk and you don't remember shit, like one time, 2008, it was my birthday. I got super drunk and I passed out. But I was with my kids and I was in the club fighting or whatever, and I had alcohol poisoning. So when I came to the next day, I didn't remember shit. I just remember being in the club dancing. They told me that I punched my son's baby mama in the face 3 times. I didn't remember none of that shit. I remember being taken out the club and I wasn't ready to go and I was swinging at everybody in the back because my son threw me over his shoulder. So I was swinging and I was hitting people. But I don't remember the rest of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would never want to be that drunk again and be with a nigga, and he would be like, yo, girl, you were so motherfucking drunk. You did this, you did that. The fuck you mean I did that? Nigga, stop fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would take it. So I don't get drunk and be with somebody because, like, you could black out. You can do some crazy shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like fart and come at the same time or just all kinds of shit. And when a motherfucker planning back to you, you feel some type of way because you be like, yo, that is not even in my character. But you drop, you can't really deny it because you ain't really going to remember because you were so fucked up. And it's a lot of people that do that. They be like so motherfucking drunk
and they go and they be fucking somebody, and then they wake up because all holes were sore, and they be like, what the fuck happened? Like, yo, you actually fucked you in your ass. No, I didn't. Girl, yes, you did. Look at that KY jelly. Look at that lotion right there. And you be like, oh, my God, but my ass sore, so it really did happen. I'm just, that never happened to me, but I know some white people
that happened to. Mm-hmm. You keep telling on yourself. We listening.
No, I'm not telling on myself. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
keep
of white
on
friends.
Yourself.
No, I don't need to be drunk for somebody to do that. Yo, if I want some booty love, I'm like, yo, nigga, let's do it. You know what the fuck? Ain't no shame in my game. If your dick is the right size. If your dick is the right size, hell yes. What? Shit.
She said if the dick is the right size. See, that's the bullshit in your life. You don't take it in the ass, take it in the ass. Why the dick got to be the right size?
No. Because if God cheated you in the dick size and you medium to be what? Come on over here, boo-boo. I got you. Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. Bullshit.
I'm just saying.
That's some real bullshit in your life. You know that?
Why do you say that?
Well, you would have do regardless of how big he is or how small. If you're going to pledge, I'm pledging that nigga.
Okay, no.
I would have just put standards on what we could do because of my dick size. I don't like that. That's just annoying. Also, you mean to tell me the little dick nigga before me got all the pussy in the head and the ass and everything. But a big dick nigga like me, I can't live, right? You see, that's another thing that makes me feel some kind of way. Damn. Oh, I gave him a threesome. No, this is another thing. I gave him a threesome because I ain't care for him like that. But you love me, but don't want to give me a threesome.
Are you serious?
I don't want no bitches touching you. Oh, so that means you just satisfy some nigga you ain't like. So your love of your life, you can't do it with. Because you don't want no bitches touching them. That's crazy. That double standard shit. Y'all women, y'all got some shit with y'all, boy, I tell you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I do. Like, look at that. That's my double standard. Yeah, okay. I'm a side nigga, so I can have a threesome and everything, which we can freak out. But if I was your main nigga, no, you love me too much. No bitch touching me.
Look,
so that side nigga sitting there happy. Yeah, I don't freak out with this bitch. Look, she in love with that nigga. He probably ain't getting the pussy like that. That's why I like staying a side nigga. I'm going to stay a side nigga all my life.
But, I mean.
That's it. No more relationships. That's it. Stay the cleanup, man.
I would never cheat my man like that. I would never cheat him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you have a threesome with your man?
I have. That's what, like, all the ones that I've had have been with my man.
Like, you're not like everybody else. A lot of women out there will sit there and chat. Ashton is a woman. I'm pretty sure she got different views on sex than you do. Right, Ashton?
Somewhere.
Ashton, would you bring another woman into your situation?
It's a situation.
Oh, so you don't mind. But if he was your man, would you bring another woman to it?
He shouldn't want another woman.
See,
if he wants
hold on, as a situation, he's good for it. But why can't he have the same desire being a man to sexually experience, you know, anything?
You know why? Because as my man, I expect you to not have a desire for anyone else, just like you expect me to
not
have a desire for someone else.
That's not but that's
just
not
like you expect
like,
me
what,
to not
what
have a desire. See, this is why I don't get into these conversations with men, because this is a Venus versus Mars thing. They think it's okay for them to seek other women. It's okay to go inside someone else's home and eat, but it's no out of the question for somebody else to sit
no,
at
but
your
if
table.
You bring
it makes
home,
no sense to me.
You see Will
it
and Jada?
No
you
me.
See Will and Jada? Why Will don't cheat on her? He brings her. She brings his desire home. She keeps it spicy. I'm not going to let you go look for nobody else. You're going to love me forever. You want to
how?
Let you
when you're busy fucking somebody else.
No, we're going to do it together.
Why can't she have another man then? Why can't her desires be met? Why can't she have another man? Why is it just that you can have another woman? Why can't you glorify niggas? Why can't you satisfy her wishes?
Because we double standards. Ain't no other dick going in my girl. Fuck that.
But your dick can go in many women, right?
Show on Red Devil Standard.
But your dick can go in many ways,
show
women,
on
right?
Red Devil Standard. Okay, yes. Men
no, absolutely not. And that's why situations say situations, because
you know,
I'm not dealing with that.
Let me tell you something, Ashton. I can knock you on nothing sweet, because I respect your preference. You understand? I always respect what you say, because it makes a lot of sense. Now, a woman, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to keep it real. A woman will look at a man funny if a nigga brought a nigga home to have a threesome with her.
Not true.
Thank you.
And you can say,
a man would never look at a woman funny when she bring a girl home, because men, the nigga bitches, is a turnoff. Now, lesbians, not dykes, not the nigga bitches. I mean lesbians, pretty and pretty. It's not a turnoff. It's a gift. Now, if you brought some nigga bitch home, we want to have a threesome. Nah, that ain't going down. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't going down. But, like I said before, a woman always say they want two men. But if your man bring a nigga home, you home cooking.
Hold on.
You know, you home cooking. It's your man. He walks in with fucking Bob and talking about, babe, go put on something sexy. I'm giving you your wish. You gonna look at that nigga like, yo, you fucking Bob? Nigga, you serious? Fuck out of my face. Y'all all say y'all want that, but y'all don't want that. Y'all rather just be drunk, chilling with two homeboys, and they just run the train. There ain't no fucking threesome. Just run the train. All right, you fucked up.
Who in the fuck said they wanted two men?
No, a lot of women out there say that bullshit. They all, that, in their mind, they want that. But they don't want that because they look at a nigga funny bringing a nigga in the house. You understand?
Like, yeah, but I would look at a nigga funny bringing another chick in the house.
No. Why would I look at her funny if she brought a chick home?
I said,
I'm not gonna look at her funny.
A woman. Just like men have egos, women have egos too.
No, but that's
what
I said.
Saying?
A woman should. I think a woman, because I think in every woman, listen, and there's a lot of women I speak to, in the back of every woman's mind, they want to experience that one time with a woman. I've learned that from a lot of women. They may not do it, but for some reason, nowadays in time, these chicks want to experience another woman. So why not experience with your man? You don't want your man touching nobody, but your situation, you can have
someone
in
She may want to experience another woman, but who's to say that she wants you there?
Then
maybe
she
wants to experience the woman, just her and that woman.
Nah,
maybe she don't want you
selfish.
There.
So for you to come home drunk
with another bitch, she might look at you crazy too. Like, yeah, nigga, I told you in confidence that I wanted to experience another woman, but I didn't want you there, nigga.
No, but ain't no listen, especially with black women. Hold on. Don't get me wrong. Especially with black women, we ain't trying to get stabbed, hot grease thrown on us, or maybe the shot. Being drunk, bringing no bitch home. So like that, you got to work it out and negotiate that with your girl.
And you know what's funny? How men bring these women home, and then next thing you know, a few weeks later, they come home from work, see that bitch handling your woman better than you ever did, and you get mad. Like,
that,
fuck
no,
is
no,
going
no,
on
no,
here?
No,
and next thing you know, she done left you for that same chick you brought home.
That's the thing. As long as she don't leave, because if a bitch is a chick
and next thing you know, she is all kind of
if a
bitch niggas.
Listen, if a chick of mine let a woman turn her out, that means she really didn't want to be with me. If she gets turned out by a chick, she didn't really want no man. I'm going to keep her real. Because there ain't no way in the world you're going to say, oh, that was my first experience. I want to be with her. No, you always had in the back of your mind that you wanted to be with a nigga bitch. So that's it. That means you're not supposed to be with that woman. If you bring a threesome home and she turned her out to the point where she want to stay with women, that means she never really loved you or wanted to be with you.
Or you just wasn't doing it for her anymore because
no,
that bitch was something new and opened her eyes.
Hold on, it's the same shit. What's the difference? It ain't.
And you know what? My thing is just that, like, if what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you don't want me to walk up in here with Lance Gross saying, can we please, the nigga don't bring no fucking bitch looking like Vivica or Delicious asking me, can we please? That's it. So like that.
Well, you're different than a lot of women. You're a different ballgame.
Yeah, I understand. I'm black and white with it. If you can do it, I can do it. And if we can agree on that, we good.
Okay, you woke up with some land, some shit. Sometimes we begin shout out my motherfucking house. And you'd be right in the foot.
That's right, because you're being sneaky, and that's not it.
You're like, oh, there's land? What up, land? Bah! See you, land. Yeah, you can fuck him now. He laying there bleeding. You better get the last little bit of life.
You better not touch that ass, bro. You want to see a nigga wig out. Oh,
don't you talk. Who was
that one in Living Color? In the Living Color with Ken Wayans was like, can nobody talk about Miss Jenkins?
That nigga would have stood there bleeding.
Nobody touch gross.
And I'd be like, you better get the last little bit of life he got. Look, he bleeding.
Oh,
look, he
my God.
Go get it.
I would
get it.
I would just fall out, even though he was some high yellow bitch now, but I'm just saying, I couldn't handle that. I would not be able to take that lightly.
So how would you take it if you walked in and your man was in a bed with a chick? How about the situation, since y'all know it's a situation? Would you join or would you just walk out and tell them you'll see him later?
Nah, you know what? I'm at the point in my life that I wouldn't even set it off on a bitch. Why? Because I'm too fly for that. Like, that's what you want? That's what you want, nigga? I would fucking back out. I would bow the fuck out. Like, because men would expect you to wild out, you know what I'm saying? But what mm-hmm. for? What? Why? When I have?
I wouldn't touch the chick. I wouldn't touch the chick. Like, I wouldn't even do nothing to her. Because
if that's my man,
would you just walk out?
Or something, and I catch him and we're married, and I catch him in my bed with another woman, he's getting two to the back. Somebody getting two to the back. You know what I'm saying? But if that's just a situation and niggas, I catch him fucking out there, you know, and he says that's not what it is, and then when I walk in and that's exactly what it is, I'm chill. Like, come on, there's too many niggas out here wanting to be that nigga, and you over here fucking up? Nah, come on.
I hear you, because everybody say they want to be that nigga until they get that chick.
That's fine. And
then they
if
become
he
that same nigga that you walked away from. Yeah,
that's
what
right.
I'm saying. They just become that same nigga that, you know, that you walked away from.
Mm-hmm. I would just go ahead and be like, fuck it. Let me go ahead and hit the homie and want to smash the motherfucking homeboy.
You know what I'm
saying? Look, it's just your situation, though. Listen, I ain't saying your man. It's just a situation. And what if a nigga like me be like, come on, baby, get on there with us. I'm your situation. We have an understanding. Mm-hmm. Why not just join?
Because I don't want to.
I'd be like, yo, since we got fucking parties going on, I'd be like, yo, situation, why don't you call your homeboy, the one that got that bike, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, why don't you call him over to join this, and we can really get it popping.
All right, then I call my homeboy. My boy, yo, listen, I got these two bitches over here, and they want to wild out. I'm just a situation. You know, that's
you know,
it's a different story now. It's four of us. It's four
some
of us, so it's a different story.
Some situations get feelings, and, you know, they don't be wanting to see that happen.
And especially if you pick a certain nigga out, then I'm like, yo, this bitch wants to fuck this nigga for the longest.
You know, I'm gonna tell you. That's why I said call your homeboy with that kitted out bike. You know the one with the neon lights in the tires. That one right there. You are gonna be like, what the fuck?
Hey, hold
on. But you can't really
hear.
I'll be like, yeah. Cool, Brandon, the one who was hugging me extra tight in that picture on your birthday.
There you go. All right, your brand. I get on the phone. And I say it right in front of you. I got these two bitches over here ready to get twisted out.
I will give Brandon the business like I never gave it to you before. You'd be like, yo, that bitch ain't never fucked me like that. I'm like, oh, Brandon!
That's what, you know what? And then again, like I said, that chick doesn't hang there with me. It'll be a straight competition.
Well, we will be in the fucking Olympics. We'll be trying for that gold medal.
Okay.
A competition, and the sad thing is, at the end of the night, I'm kicking everybody out of my house.
It wouldn't matter because I'm going to go home with Brandon anyway.
Nah, listen, Brandon, take that control with you, Brandon.
Nigga, feel it salty.
There you go. Look, word up. I get my nut. All right, everybody get the fuck out. It's over. See ya. For Brandon.
See that? Respect level out the window. But I was supposed to
have that out the window. Hold on. You know why? Because a man would notice when a woman is being over dramatic. So to get the nip it in the butt, she thinks she's going to be laid up with you after the Brandon and the chick leave. No, bitch, you got to go too. I'm tired. But I'm spending the night with. Oh, nah, baby. Only my girl could spend the night.
Exactly.
You just my situation.
But I couldn't have been that. If you trying to infiltrate with the next bitch, I couldn't have been that.
I know. See, so it's a double standard all the way around. Especially when you call the nigga out. I was like, oh, you've been watching that nigga for this long, huh? Okay.
But you've been watching that bitch, and you had the gall to bring her home. See? Okay? I was being respectful.
You're not. See, this is where I get it confused, and a lot of women do this. A nigga go fuck a bitch on you that don't got nothing to do with you, nowhere near around this and that. Why y'all chicks always want to cheat with a friend? That means you always was watching that friend and always had something for that friend.
No. It just means that you always had a random nigga. It just means that we know that that nigga close to heart. That's all.
Oh, so you playing with fire. You want to get killed. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, I understand. You're writing suicide notes, huh?
It's either kill or be killed. Listen, you play with my heart telling me that this bitch got something that I don't. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah, we're
going to play with yours back. Now you want to get mad.
Play?
Don't get mad.
No, you go play. Listen, that's like fucking my brother. You go play. Keep it out of my seat.
Oh, that's like fucking my brother.
Yeah.
But
when
that's like stabbing
cheat.
Me in my heart.
No,
bringing some next
out.
Woman
listen.
In here.
When a man cheat, all right, and I mean a lot of men, when a man cheat, they try to keep as far away from home as they can. Except some of them dumb niggas that be trying to holler at friends and sisters.
Oh,
and
my
home.
God, yeah.
You understand? But a man going to cheat far away. Women don't know how to cheat far away. They keep it on a low. And the sad thing is a woman will know that a nigga's friend ain't shit, but they'll keep them friends. Like, they'll fuck them and this and that and that. Oh, this is my best friend. This is my best friend. This is my blood. I trust him with everything. That shit is crazy to me. That's suicidal. Because you know this nigga ain't loyal to your man. You know he ain't shit because you laying with him. You understand? And you still do it, and you still trust your man around him, and you still let your man trust him with all his heart. Like, that's suicidal, because that nigga can get your man killed. Why do y'all do that?
Why? When you didn't care about me in the first place.
No, it ain't about it. See, that's when the selfishness comes in.
Exactly.
You cheating. Listen,
it's just like you're selfish for you not to want a sword fight, Mo.
Okay, you cheating. Listen, you cheating, he cheating, right? Listen, no, hear what I'm saying, though. You cheating, he cheating, right? His man that you cheating with blew him up. Now, you know his man ain't loyal to him, but you know he hang out with his man. He in the streets with his man. He getting money with his man. You know he on some Alpo shit, and you're rich for him. Why not? Okay, you could cheat with him, but why not just put him on like he ain't shit, this and that, because it could get him killed out there, because you know what he's doing in the streets, and he rely on his man to bust his gun for him, but you as his girl know, because you sucking his dick and you fucking him and this and that, know that he don't give a fuck about your man. Still allow it to go down. That's what be killing me.
I don't know about that life. I just know that if you trying to fuck a female, I'm trying to fuck a man.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering what about that, because there's a lot of chicks out there like that. You fuck your man best friend, you know the nigga ain't shit, but your man out there hustling, getting money, this and that, busting his gun, and his right-hand man is supposed to be his man, you know? And then when it's too late, you sit back like, oh, I knew he wasn't shit, boy. I knew he couldn't trust him, because you was fucking him, but you never warned him.
But, you know, I look at it like this. Sometimes men do some disrespectful shit, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to give their ass a reality check. right? So mm-hmm. what happened was the very first threesome I had was with my boyfriend. And I was like, yo, this chick that I'm going to do this with is safe for the simple fact this bitch got a husband, she got a boyfriend, she ain't going to need mine, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what happened? I was wrong. The bitch wanted mine too, right? So he dumps me on my birthday, and he's fucking with her, right? Oh. So shit is really clicking to me. So I go to, because I used, when I lived in Atlanta, I used to go to the club all the time. Thursday through Sunday was my weekend. So on Thursday night, we go to this club. I see his car. Then I see her, and I go in the club. They in there together. What the fuck is this? Okay. Yo, your homegirl, come in the bathroom for a minute. No, I'm not coming in the bathroom. No, I just want to try to show you. I'm going to whoop her ass, right? So, I'm like, I go front. I was like, my feelings was hurt because I'm like, yo, nigga, how the fuck you going to do this shit? And basically, you bite in the hand to feed you. You just disrespectful. Like, I'm one of them girlfriends that I do a lot for you and shit, right? But then, we're in the club. The brother's like, don't worry about that. You can hire anybody you want. I was like, what? For real? He's like, yeah, so we on the dance floor dancing and shit. I ain't really tripping. All the homies and the cousins is like, you know, talking to me and shit. So the situation presented itself because you really hurt me when you did that dumb shit because you dumped me for this bitch. You feel me? So, you know, hell had no story like a woman's scorn, right? So,
right.
What I did is I fucked the brother and I fucked the cousin and I told the nigga on his birthday because we had got back together.
Ooh.
You know what?
Broke him down.
I would have sat there with my brother and my cousin and we would have sat there and had a great conversation on how good their pussy hair was. At the end of the day, if a nigga really cared about his brother and his cousin, you wasn't shit for him. We'd sit there and talk about your pussy like a dog. And we
But you broke her first. You understand what I'm saying?
You disrespected her first.
Okay,
you
violated her first. And
so
then,
go violate with some random nigga. Why y'all try to touch where her? See, you, and then by
the scenario was that he violated first with the homie.
Okay, but when he move on with his life, at the end of the day, all three of them niggas going to look at Chocolate and ask, oh, yeah, we fucked her. I bet you, she was a hoe.
And now he...
Y'all don't look at niggas like
that,
because niggas get points,
that,
bro.
He kept them the fuck away from me. After that, if they came to the house, that nigga was on every eye contact, every movement, everything, like,
it wouldn't have been that. See, he's a dickhead, because I would have been like, yo, this bitch is a hoe. She's gone. We all fucked her. Let her go about our business. We move on. There's a lot of fish in the sea.
Hold on.
How you wasn't a hoe when you fucked all three of them? How you not a hoe?
Not at the same time. Every action has a reaction.
Gotta have an orgy? That's a hoe?
But my thing was, when I did what I did, I wasn't with him.
But you was a hoe. You fucked his brother and his cousin. You was a hoe. You was a hoe to that family. Believe you me. The shit that Chocolate did.
Wow. Okay, well, you my girl,
but you was a authentic hoe at that time.
So, the dude who did that to Chalk first, what is he?
He was a cheater, so what? But his Chocolate is a hoe.
Okay,
he's a cheater because he cheated on Chocolate with no kind of connects, no kind of strings attached, a whole nother bitch. Chocolate went and did the whole shit and fucked his brother, his father, his sister. So that family, she's out. Now, she went with us. If she don't want to fuck her homeboy or this or that, that would have been her business.
So I don't understand what Mo is saying that was a stranger, if that was your friend.
If that was a stranger, Chocolate went in, but she went as deep as bloodlines. You fucked his brother and his cousin. You a hoe.
No, Mo, listen. The homegirl that he did that with was Chalk's people.
That don't mean shit. Go fuck your homegirl. No tie. You know why? Because Chocolate was playing a dangerous game. You know why?
And that's why when he played
first.
He could,
but he didn't go as deep as bloodline. Chocolate tried to hit him where it hurt. He could have shot Chocolate in the face if he had feelings for her like that.
And she should have shot him in the face if she had feelings for him like that.
But she, listen, if he the fuck, fuck his homeboy, don't fuck his brother, because now you fucking up
a
family
relationship.
Hey,
when you ask me, you open up, you open it up.
That's when you fuck, listen, when a woman have no morals, and no standards in her life, and no respect for herself, then she has shared the same bloodline. That's like sharing an AIDS needle with dope heads. You fucking his brother. Listen, these both of these men and the cousin somehow came out the same pussy. You understand?
What?
These boys are at bloodline. That's his brother. That's not his homeboy. You try to fuck up
they
a family.
They didn't come out the same
listen,
pussy.
Hear me out.
You
try to fuck up a family rather than just fucking up two homeboys' relationship. He fucked up you and your homegirl relationship. You try to fuck with a family. That's a fuck. Should have fucked you up. Real talk.
I did not come after them. They did.
I don't give a fuck.
All
right. So his uncles would have came, you'd have fucked him. His father would have came, you'd have fucked him. His nephew would have came. No, you was on a fucking hell chain. So what's the difference? What was the difference?
I told you I used to be a hoe. Hoes do hoe things.
It was worse than being a hoe. You was being spiteful and vindictive. That's what it was.
Okay.
Fuck his homeboy. He could get over that. But his brother, let it go.
But you don't
he
like
didn't know. That's
you,
like him fucking
you
your mother. He didn't go that
you.
Extent. He
but
didn't
you
fuck
don't,
your mother.
You
he
don't
didn't
like
fuck your sister.
But you don't fuck him.
You don't listen. You don't feed him. You share a relationship with him. His mama fed him because he had no other means of eating. Hold on. His mama fed him because he had no means of eating but her support. That means that man had his life, and you as his woman shared the relationship with him. It ain't no biting no hand. We feed each other. So he went outside of the relationship and cheated. Okay, you do the same shit, but you don't go as deep as bloodline because you're playing with fire. It's a brother. See, y'all trying to act like y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
But once you go with family, you crossing the line.
That's what I'm saying. She exposed their loyalty. You understand what I'm saying? But the men look at it like, yo, the bitch was a hoe. We wanted to show you she was a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? Now, we can get hear me out. It can either go two ways. You understand? I know niggas who killed their brothers over fucking their wives. Real talk. And locked up right now over that. And it was the bitch fault. Now his brother's dead. He's locked up. And this fucking hoe fucking somebody else's dick.
But let me ask you this. What if it's like, it's not like, we did it to expose her. It was like, they was like wanting to be with me in a relationship, though. So what's the, I didn't come after them.
Then I mean,
that
family,
my own business.
That family need medical attention. For real, they need a doc. They need a psychologist. That mean they needed help. They elevated and go to the top floor.
But the thing
there's
is,
no way in the world I
want to
sit there and listen.
Is,
I don't
want to
lust over my brother's wife. I don't want to lust over my brother's wife and say, I really want to be with her. You too. That shit is disgusting to me. Number one, I'm a man and my pride is everything. I can't be in a relationship with a chick that fucked my boy that be with me. Like, if you was in a relationship with her before, I may fuck and keep it pushing if we got older, but to sit there and know that my boy fucked my girl and every time he's around, Me, my pride is too big for that. I could never do that. I got to go about my business. Now to know my brother fucked somebody that I so-called fall in love with. What am I falling in love with? What kind of private possessions that this nigga don't have your hell everything? What am I getting so special that my brother didn't have?
Right.
Why would I fall in love? There's nothing special about you. You was a hoe that fucked my brother that I'm just gonna fuck you, gonna go about your business. There's nothing you can give me because you already been with my brother. So it's nothing special. It's nothing special. Now, if it was a nigga
but
I knew or probably
is,
not cool with, I don't got nothing to do with
that
because we have no ties.
But why can't it be like, I know my brother, he got a good woman, but he's fucking up. I can treat her better than he can. Why can't it be some
no,
shit like
see,
that?
No, see, then he got issues. He don't have no loyalty to his family. There's no way in the world a man is supposed to be sitting there lusting over his brother's wife, talking about, I can treat her better.
Ooh, my bad,
Why are you muting me? Why are you trying to mute me?
No.
Huh?
I was trying to bring Cece on, and it's I'll never mute you, Mo. I love you.
Yeah, you're trying to
so
mute
what,
me because I'm sitting
what,
here putting it out.
No.
Here. That's
what,
some bullshit.
From one S.O. to a hoe. I love you, Mo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love you too, but I'm just saying, that whole shit, especially when it's fucking on family. Yeah, you have to be scorned, you understand, but walk away. Leave a nigga alone. Don't try to fuck up his family. That right there
wow,
is crazy.
Wow, so we, so just get
no, don't fuck
on.
Up his family. If you want to, listen, if a man really loves you and you walk away from him, you hurting him more than anything in his life because men, we love harder than women, whatever. Y'all get over shit. Men love real hard, especially if you
get over
quick.
That. I ain't get over that.
I would have fucking, let me tell you what I would have did to you, Chocolate. You hear me? I would have fucking drugged you up that you would have became a dope head. That's how hurt I would have been over my brother, you violating my family trust line. And then I would have been looking at my brother and cousin crazy because I'm like, yo, yeah, she was a hoe, but she ain't have to do that. Where do y'all respect lines? You know, where do y'all respect, where do it end? Like that's crazy.
They ain't got no manners. What's up, Cece? I mean, shit, niggas don't got manners. Men,
what
they want time, they're going to go
bloodline.
After it. Point blank, period.
Nah,
point
that's
blank
a bloodline.
Period.
My homeboy, I could get over it. Nigga, you was just being a man. Your brother, nigga, that's supposed
man,
to be
look.
Your sister. That's if you know your brother
man,
loved
look.
That woman. See, y'all women ain't shit. I told you y'all the root of all evil.
We the root of all evil, but you started it. Men have started
the
bullshit and then look
I
at you like, damn, you ain't had to
God
give me death like that. Get out of here with that.
The devil.
Yeah, like,
I enjoy fucking the devil.
Me.
I would never turn it back. I fuck the devil all the time.
But look. Hey, Cece, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
What's up, Cece? How you
doing? I'm doing fine. Ain't Mo just harsh for no reason.
No, it ain't about being harsh.
Mo called you a hoe because he got to be a hoe because he know he done did the same shit before, straight up.
Nah, Cece, listen. Let me tell you something. That shit is playing with fire, though. Listen, you can fuck a homegirl. You can fuck a friend. You can fuck whatever. Just the family.
So you saying you ain't never fucked no other bitch that you used to fuck with sister or her cousin or something?
See, I ain't say that. I'm just,
okay,
I'm
the hoe nigga, you a hoe.
All right, I'm just trying to explain the chocolate. That's just the bottom hole.
No, but you know,
we
Mo was coming out from his toes.
Fuck
a hole.
that's just the bottom line.
Exactly.
You're trying to fuck up that family.
You the hoe because you fucking the hoe too. Nah, get that shit right.
Listen, let me tell you something. I fuck a hoe all the time. That is life.
Hey, you better make sure you pimping them.
Huh?
You better make sure you pimping them hoes.
I better make sure I tell them hoes.
Make sure. I forgot you from North. Let me talk slow. Make sure those hoes.
I don't care. Whatever she said, I have to get a translator. Yeah, can't talk about Taito, eh?
Make sure that you are pimping those whores.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking my language.
Oh,
That other shit you said a minute ago, I ain't understand that.
It's hard for you to catch up,
dog.
I see.
No, it's not hard for me to catch up. I'm just lost. Like, you just said, but it's cool, though. Chocolate, like I was saying, don't fuck no brothers, no cousins, just the homeboys. But y'all be playing with
I was young. I don't even do that anymore. And,
yeah, but don't encourage it to your listeners too, because we don't need no dead chicks for 2014.
She wasn't.
These niggas out here shooting people.
Just sampling. They were sampled when she was young.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't even. It probably wasn't even on fellas like that across the board. So it was nothing.
Exactly.
They was too young to understand that. But my point was, you got women right now. You have women right now.
We were together for a minute. Like,
Chocolate, now you just making yourself look. Listen. We trying to clear up your wholeness. All right, let it go. You just digging more dirt. Like,
I'm always trying to clear up somebody else's wholeness.
I ain't whole no more.
So you went the whole therapy? So you went the whole anonymous? Oh, you shit. Did you get your degree? Hold on. Chocolate, we're going to do a whole anonymous class right now. What was the first? When you were sitting in the group.
He is killing himself.
Oh, shit. When you were sitting in the group, how did they start the conversation? Hello, we're all hoes here. I want to go around the table and everybody announce their name. I mean, that they fucked. And the whole shit they did in their life. So you reformed yourself.
I reformed myself.
Okay.
As you get older, you realize there's just things that you don't need to do anymore.
So when you get older, you grow out of the wholeness.
Well, have you tell us. Did you grow out of your wholeness?
Oh, damn.
No. Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Once a hoe, always a hoe.
He's a man. That's right.
What a wife.
Once a hoe, always a hoe. So Chocolate?
That's why.
I don't give a fuck about that certificate, Chocolate. I don't give a fuck about that certificate you got on your wall. It's not authentic. You understand?
You tried it.
So you got a hole in your blood, you're going to be a hole forever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to bring the hole out of you.
Say what? Mm. Yo, if they got the
right dick,
they bring a lot.
See, there you go. See, you just fucked up your certificate.
I'm just saying.
See, what's happening?
Dan, hey, I got a question for y'all, man. What would you do if you had a homeboy that said that he wanted a girl to have anal with him with a strap on, but he said he ain't gay?
Oh, no, he a nigga bitch.
Oh, God, here we go with both.
He's a nigga bitch.
I'm saying.
I'm just he a nigga bitch.
He a nigga bitch.
If you want somebody to do it, yo, get him my pen. I'll hook him right.
Yo, talk to me,
I surely will, because getting on my nerves, like, every night. Like, right now his status says watching gay bareback porn. But he says he's not gay.
He's just like homeboy that just hung up. They jumping out.
Then the other night he said he had a banana. Y'all already
Yeah, you fucking with a nigga bitch. Man. Your homeboy is a nigga bitch. You might as well tell the nigga bitch to jump out the closet and let it go. That nigga want to play with bananas and a strap on.
He said that he likes Sharpie because the Sharpie is smaller than the banana.
He
I mean,
gay.
What
he
was your what you wanted us to say about that though?
I mean, what you would know, would you continue to talk to this person? I mean, I don't want to just person off
you
my.
You a woman? Y'all cool with that? Y'all do that?
Not
so.
Only thing, nothing to do with my heart.
No, seriously, that just be your best friend. So I don't think you should have a problem with that. That's your own boy.
Me fucking with me sitting around being doggone best friends with him, that nigga is just like me being best friends to my baby daddy, baby mama. You feel me?
I mean, he listen, it's a difference between him being your brother homeboy and him being your homeboy. You feel
I
me?
I think I thought best for it. Never mind. Hey,
that changed the subject.
No, I'm reading through the message. I'm trying to find the part. Oh, I told him about the special someone that we were talking about just then. I mean, at first he was like, oh, okay. He said, you must think I'm bi-curious or something. I said, no. But if you are, nobody can judge you. It's your choice, like everyone else. So the next day he asked me, he was like, so where is your friend located?
Brooklyn.
See, y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit.
I mean, I'm saying, though, dog. I mean, the nigga was tone scared to, you know, come down to Florida to get some wishes, so I'm trying to get some bags.
Tone, tone got to defend himself, yo. Where
oh, my God.
At?
Oh, no.
I'm from Florida. I'm from Florida.
Oh my God,
you ran
Tone
off the show?
Huh?
You're asking, you ran Tone off the show? You don't want to fuck with the show no more?
I don't know what happened. He be wanting to watch the game and stuff.
He ain't watching no game.
So I'm glad I watch the game differently than he do. I'm sorry.
His mind probably full right now.
Let me stop. Tone is cool. Yeah. Whatever his preference is, that's his business. Fuck him. I think me and Hurt's the only straight niggas on your that be on your show. What the fuck going on, Chuckle? For real, everybody got these niggas is Chuckle. What fucking kind of audience you be like?
What's going on? When it says the illest sex talk show, I guess they really be meaning like she always ill. She don't discriminate. Shit.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure before a lot of us real niggas got on your show, you had much more than that. Because niggas probably scared to talk right now. Like, I ain't fucking with them niggas. Them niggas crazy.
Yeah, we get on here and start talking shit.
Yeah, so you be having some shit on your show. So, Cece.
What's in?
Yeah. Yeah, tell your boy he needs to just jump out the closet, yeah. Tell him you'll be his friend.
I mean,
the crazy thing is he's trying to tell you. He's trying to let you know without coming out and telling you he's gay. So he's trying to ease out the closet. That's what he's doing. You know
some people
I mean?
Are actually dead-ass confused.
Yeah, I think he's really confused because another message was like he got two females that he's fucking. Okay, if you fucking two females, dog, I mean, why you ain't had the strap on in your ass?
I hate when people say that confused shit. A child is confused. A grown man can't be confused. I don't believe that. I really don't. I don't believe that. I don't think a grown man, y'all should not give them that much credit to say, well, he's confused. He don't know if he, no, the nigga's just bisexual. That's all. He like nigga bitches and he like chicks. He's gay. And that's just gay. Women
no,
can be bisexual.
I think he
women
gay. Want to be, he want to be the nigga bitch for the simple fact that I told him that, you know, our little friend like the ones that wear the little wigs and stuff. He's cool with it.
Nah, see, because he's a faggot. He's gay.
No,
any
he's not
man,
gay.
Listen, he's gay. He's gay, because any man that will fuck with a man is gay. I don't care if you fuck a woman, any man. You're gay. That's the bottom line.
So
there's
you ain't
no
know
in
that
between.
Nobody
there's no in between. What you said, nigga?
What?
What you said? Hold on. What did you say?
No, calm down.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm the wrong
No, calm down. Really. God damn.
No, kiddo. Oh,
it
bro. I'm good. Let me straighten you out quick.
So you never let no dick tap on. So you never let nobody rub on your head before that.
Never let nobody what?
Tap on that ass.
We don't do that, sweetie. So a bitch touch my ass. A bitch touch. What a bitch can grab my ass. Who gives a fuck? A bitch grab my ass all the time.
You mean?
They not going in my ass.
You remember tell me? Mean to tell me like after you done shit and you wipe your ass, you ain't never just you know take your fingers.
Nah, sweetie, I ain't never had that experience. I never wanted. Let me get a boy touch. Nah, I don't want no pack.
Hey, man, with one of your fingers in your ass and your hand on your dick, come on, that's some good shit. You ain't never did that.
Nah, sweetie, you talking to a real nigga right now. Now, no niggas that y'all have on this show. Whole different ballgame.
Okay, I'm dead. Ain't gonna you cry no more.
$2 too much. Let me get a light. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, sweetie. Wrong person. You can ask me anything about pussy, but that other shit, I can tell you about your pussy in and out.
Cool.
What's good, kid? Let me get a light.
Nigga, I'm going to need you to invest in a lighter because you done asked for a lighter for like 35 minutes.
Nah, that's my boy in the store. That on the store. I'm trying to get a light from him. Good looking out, kid. Chocolate, what you got? Half an hour left? Because your show just be shutting us down. You got to get more punctuated with your time because we be chopping it up and they be like.
It's 2 hours. It gives you an extra hour. But on Thanksgiving night, what happened was my fucking phone. I had it in my pocket because remember I was cooking while I was doing the show, and it cut off. You know what I'm saying? And what's so crazy is Mr. GA was blowing my fucking phone up.
Yeah, he wanted some in that motherfucking Tahoe. You know, he was really coming to see you. Mr. GA ain't playing.
Listen. If I ain't getting you no pussy since 2010, and it's about to be 2014, what'd that tell you?
But that don't mean nothing. You probably didn't bump into him yet.
He came to my city. And we went to the strip club with my brother, and they dropped me off, and I'm like, deuces.
That means you're not interested no more, well. Can't knock it. Sorry, Mr. VA. Where you at, bro? She don't want no dick no more. She ain't interested no more, bro. I try to help you get some chalk pussy, but was it going down? Because you was interested. You if you was interested, you would have definitely fucked him in the truck. You would have.
Oh, yeah. But see, this is the thing. After I done kicked it with you and time lapses and I'm just not there anymore, it's nothing you could do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like you was asking me about, you know, with my situation and, like, the mystery man and everything.
Yeah, big problem.
Like, so much time has left that the leverage that you used to have, that shit is gone.
See, but that's the problem. I never had that problem. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be like, and I'm bragging. I'm not bragging, but I never had a problem where I was sexual with somebody and we bumped back into each other and didn't have that same chemistry anymore. Never had that problem.
Well, that's what, Mom. I'm going to fuck you, and then I ain't going to see you for a while, then we're going to run back into each other. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my face.
You're not going to fuck me. You know why you're not going to fuck me?
Why?
Because I like our relationship. I would hate to hurt your feelings.
Whoa! You hurt my feelings? What the fuck you mean you hurt my feelings, nigga?
I would hate to hurt your feelings, seriously.
I'm as soon as how?
Because you would want to be in a relationship with me, and I'm not looking for that right now.
You're like talking your ass off the show, fucker.
Oh,
you tried that when you were a New York motherfucker?
You said, I who?
I said, you
nigga, I was trying to get, hold on, don't get it twisted. I was trying to get Instagram. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, that's what you call fucking you now, Instagram. You're trying to get some instant pussy, right?
No, you said you listen, and everybody's asked. You said when you come to New York, you're gonna bring your computer and you're gonna download Instagram to my phone because I didn't know how to do it. I still don't know how to do it. I got this black gram, but it's working. It works for Instagram, so I like it. So I need your goddamn Instagram. Okay, so don't say act like somebody was hunting you down for pussy because I don't need to wait for nobody to get no pussy.
I never even said that.
Oh, okay. That's what I must have misinterpreted just now. So don't get me confused.
All I said was you tried that when you New York mother. Then I said that when
you said you tried that when you New York what? I couldn't hear you. New York what?
I said you tried that when you New York motherfucker. That's what I said. And you do for
mothers. Oh, I thought you said I tried when you was in New York, motherfucker. See,
no.
I told you you got to slow it down a little bit.
No. Fuck you. Fuck punch you in your eye.
Okay, so nah, sweetie. Like I said, I wouldn't fuck you because I like you and I will hurt your feelings. So it won't even go down.
You ain't going to hurt my feelings?
No, your feelings will be hurt.
How my feelings going to be hurt?
Fuck as well.
How my feelings going to be hurt? You got to break it down to me so I can understand it. I'm slow today, so break it down for me.
Because once
break
I
break it down for me,
you,
Brooklyn style.
Once I
oh,
fuck
boy.
You, you'll never get over the dick. You understand?
Is this serious right
yes.
now? Stop it.
Yes. Once we fuck, I'm going to act
like
I don't
it,
know you anymore.
Okay, I hear that. It sounds good. If we fucked, I don't want you to act like you didn't know me anymore, but that's going to be real hard.
You know what? I
listen,
love
sweetie,
your confidence.
I tell people like this.
I love
I'm
your
born,
confidence.
Listen, I'm,
so
born, confident. I'm born July 9th. You hear me? July 9th. I'm a cancer. I'm not the crab. I'm the disease. You'll fuck around and need chemo to get over me. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
hey,
he's
like
a comedian.
I,
yes, he is. He's trying to take Mike's F spot. Fuck out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, them are comedians.
Listen,
I'm real there.
I
don't tell a joke.
I love the confidence, and I love the comedy. It's just amazing. Like, glad
yes,
to have
you.
Yes,
I say nothing
no.
to make nobody laugh, but if you feel tickled, Elmo,
I find it hilarious because...
And then, oh, Lord, and then he keep calling me Elmo.
Because back to the original topic, these men think they know everything. They think that they have it all together when it comes to sex and a particular woman, when they really don't. Everyone is different. So you saying it as a general statement, oh, if you know I have you, you'll need chemo to get rid of me and all this other whackness.
Nah,
no, not
see,
necessarily.
See, now you put me in a category. I'm in a category by myself. I'm speaking for me. I don't know what other niggas
right.
are telling.
You're in a category by yourself.
Business.
And Chalk is in a category
business.
By herself.
Okay.
So you can't, so you don't know for sure. You don't know for sure if you would be that nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen, I know my potential.
You don't know if you would fold under
listen,
2 seconds.
I know
behind,
my potential.
You don't know.
I know what I'm able to do. Okay? And that's for her
you know
to find
what you're able to do in the pussy
never,
that you were
listen,
able to do it in.
Never. Because I said I value our friendship.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna keep
he
it at
knows
that.
What he's able to do in the pussy that he was able to do it in.
Mm. Yes.
Not
okay.
in yours. And, of course,
okay.
we will throw
well,
friendship out there. We don't want to ruin the friendship.
Chocolate,
absolutely.
Since
yeah.
chocolate, since you got pussy lawyers with you that's representing your pussy.
That's right.
I plead the fifth. I don't wanna do this case anymore. Plead the
Thank
fifth.
You. That's what we
have.
Pussy
lawyers.
Plead the fifth.
I'm glad that your pussy got lawyers and attorneys.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I plead the fifth, Your Honor. It's over.
Oh, thank
yes,
you. I have pussy lawyers. Thank you.
Chocolate got pussy lawyers. They represent
That's
her
right.
pussy.
That's right.
Listen, we stand here before Your Honor and representing a chocolate mama pussy.
And the felony head game. And the felony head game.
Defendant Moe over here said he would tear it up and she would turn back. I understand. It's cute, sweetie. It's all right.
Just like if your boys decided to call in today, they'd have had your back, too.
Nah, my boys, they would never have been gassy to take up for my dick. That's some homo shit. I don't got no dick lawyers.
We don't do that. No, we don't. I represent my motherfucking self.
Yes, by pleading the fifth. I respect men who plead the fifth. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Because if it's not true, I'm going to let you know.
I plead the fifth.
He said, "I plead the fifth."
And didn't you just say like 10 minutes ago that grown men don't get confused?
He did. Did he pull a cola booth?
Then he said that y'all confused him.
He couldn't have said that because grown men don't get confused.
See, the sad thing is, listen, I listen to everything. I have a great ear, and I don't know what you were listening to. You understand? And I comprehend very well. I understood exactly. I'm not confused what I was saying. Right? And you can do your justice. You can try to be the clown, and you can try to throw. I got a great block. You can throw all the jabs you want. It's cute.
You
got a mean counterpoint.
Like my situation
just
over there. You sound different.
One thing about you, please prepare yourself to come at me. You understand? Because I got a mean jab. To come back,
you got
silly.
A mean jab.
A mean jab. The comeback is
a mean gab.
I said jab. You heard me. I'm not country. I said jab.
A mean gab. A gift of gab.
So you got a problem with country folks, city boy?
She's so country.
Homeboy.
Y'all cute too, cause y'all country girls fall in love quick. So y'all cute.
What?
Too.
Hollywood's quick, too. You better ask them little Georgia boys.
Yeah, y'all quick, too. Oh, you're Georgia. Y'all ain't got no boys out there. All them niggas is nigga bitches. That's why y'all love us New York niggas.
No, that's Atlanta. Damn, Atlanta.
Georgia,
y'all
no,
fucking
that's Georgia.
Up.
Atlanta. Y'all got a bunch of nigga bitches running around.
Y'all
there.
Got some closet-ass niggas up there, too. Not a dude that I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they got them over there, but you got some real niggas out here. You got us niggas that love pussy to death.
Because you don't
keep going
bitches. By the nigga bitches. You want you a nigga bitch.
What'd you say?
Did I...
No, you don't want to keep your home... Listen, I'm not your homeboy, all right? I'm not your homeboy.
Okay,
so
you're
not
homeboy.
Get us confused. Don't just not get us confused. You talking to a real nigga over here.
There you go, that word confused again.
I said, let's not get us confused. I'm going to say the word because that's what you are right now. You mixing me up with your niggas.
Oh, hey,
because
you're confused.
I'm
the only person that
okay,
like you.
I'm not
confused.
Your nigga, so you can't come at me. It's not going down like that. I'm not none of these other niggas on the show.
You wouldn't be talking shit and you wouldn't know I'd get the last
I'm
word.
I'm
going to
talk shit. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. That's me. And I believe you me, I'm not getting offended.
You're gonna talk
so
shit
you
and you
do
gonna
what you do.
Just like I had this bitch traveling now. You better ask Ashton.
Oh God. Oh Lord. Dad giggle because it's not impressive. She's throwing dad at a wall. You're gonna hurt your hand.
Oh my God, y'all are so cute. I missed the initial question. I forgot what the initial question was now.
Yeah, because you're confused.
I'm not confused.
See,
I just not paying attention. There's a difference, Mo. There's a difference,
confused,
Mo. You ain't my nigga. You can't talk to me in your kind of way. You don't know me like that. No.
Now, see, that's cute. I laughed at that one.
Sounded just like a, I bet he raised his chest, too, at the same damn time.
You good with me, sweetie. All right? You're all right. You're all right in my book.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
I had a great
man,
laugh
yeah.
today. I just want to know how many calories that I burned behind all this laughter.
Man, we've been laughing since what?
8 o'clock.
Earlier than that, when I was on my way to the grocery store, and I was like, yo, when I was talking about the nigga, and I was like, the one that hit me up, talking about you free tonight. I ain't ever free. Nigga don't know how to do shit. You can't suck titties. You don't kiss. You don't eat pussy. Like,
yeah.
I will be free when there are 8 days a week and 13 months.
Oh, my God.
Mom, 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 mom.
Chocolate is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's 11:35, Chocolate. What time are they hanging up on us?
Man, I'm going to get up at 5:30. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I need to take a shower. I had a stressful weekend. And I have to call my daughter because she called me, and I need to make sure that she's okay because she went by her friend's house today that got killed in the car wreck on Friday night. So I just want to make sure that she's okay. So, you know, as much as I love y'all and, you know, Mo, we love having whole conversations. Because I think he want me to be a hoe again so I can, you know, so we can really relate. I will let you be a hoe. I'm going to let you carry this
point. There you go. Are you calling me a whole chocolate?
What?
Yep.
Would I do that?
You calling me a whole chocolate?
I called you a hoe.
Mama. It's only right. I mean, it's only right. It takes one to know one.
Hey, that's life.
Yeah, it's only right.
I don't mind being a whole chocolate.
I know you don't. You got that community dick. Give it that dick. Oh, you got that CD, community dick.
Not the community dick. I hear that.
I mean, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it, Mo. Nothing wrong with it.
That's life.
You are an artist.
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You are an artist. Be careful, especially since you up in New York. Hoes burning them niggas up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
down
gosh.
There, down there, too. Yeah, that's everywhere in the world. So we all got to be careful.
Yeah, you know, I stick with one, but, you know, some hoes don't know how to do that shit. You feel me?
You said you sleep with one. How many that one you sleeping with or sleeping with?
I don't give a fuck about that. I know
no,
I
No, you
got
to get... Hold on. See, that's when you get the education
I
wrong.
I get my checkup, nigga.
There you go. As long as you keep them doctor papers.
You damn right.
Everybody always claiming, I'm sleeping with one, and that one could be fucking everybody. And you
so
be,
who you,
you
fucking
get
tonight?
Statistics. You say, well, am I fucking tonight? My pillow? I'm going to sleep.
Whatever, Mo. Oh, you probably fucked all weekend, so you took Sunday off. I understand.
Thank you. I'm tired. It's football day.
Speaking of, how about them Eagles?
Shut
they did the damn thing today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about the Giants. Let it go. We lost. We out of the playoffs. We done. Hopefully the Jets get in the wild card. Because they could do something. But the Eagles did their thing today. Everybody did their thing. They playing.
Yes.
They played in snow. So you got to give the Eagles a props. But they played in the snow. Pouring snow. Going in. So I give them their props. They deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. How about them Eagles today?
Don't blast out shit about the Giants, but I see you always doing that shit. Let it go, all right, Keisha Cole? Leave it alone.
How about the mini men?
Leave the Giants alone. They'll be all right next year.
Yeah, that's what I said about the Gators, man, but, you know.
The who?
The Gators. I mean, I'm from Florida, so, you know, Gators, Florida. Eight, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you watch college?
I mean, yeah, I stay in a college town.
Oh, my nephew plays for UNLV. He's number 97, Mark Garrett. He's
never heard
of him. No. You never heard of UNLV?
I said never heard of him.
Oh, well, every time they on TV, his tax is real good. Well, look him up.
Okay, I'll Google him.
Yeah, he's great, and that's my nephew, and I'm proud of him. He's doing something positive with his life other than shooting, stealing, and killing.
That's good, because there's a lot of little children that need
it. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. Man. And he's graduating this year with honors. He ain't one of them dumb ones who's just going to play football.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. Okay. I'm going to need to go with you. I'm going
to
need to go
to the NFL. Door. He's done now. This is last year, so they take him in the draft. He graduate this year. He graduate college this year.
When you go to the NFL, when you go to the game, I want to go with you. You know?
Oh, cool.
We all got to travel together.
Nah, I'm on real
you
talk.
Know,
I'm proud
you
want
to be able to teach me something new. That's always a plus. You know what I'm saying? And what I've learned when I came to New York to watch Riker's son play,
there was this guy. His last name is Stroud. He played with the Jets, and he got cut, but somebody else is about to pick him up. And mm-hmm. what I learned about him is he always, like, when he was home on break from school and everything like that in college, he always came to the high school and spoke with the kids and was, like, a role model. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And with the kids that had the potential to be lost to the streets and the gangs and everything like that, he worked extra hard with them because he was a good kid. He grew up in, like, a bad neighborhood, but he made all the right decisions. He never got in trouble. He never did drugs. He never did anything. He made a difference, and he always comes back to make sure he makes a difference in another kid's life, even if it's a kid out of way out of his district, and he hear that they got potential to do good with sports. He'll go talk to them and mentor them and get them on the right track. And to me, I thought that was so wonderful because you have so many people, once they make it, they don't give a damn if the kids make it or not because they made it and that's all they care about. But when you got mm-hmm. other motherfuckers that take the time out to give back and you got motherfuckers that came from the hood and they doing good, I'm going to always salute them because it's so easy to do the wrong thing. And it's mm-hmm. very hard to do the right thing because you always got motherfuckers that's riding you, downing you, picking on you, clowning you because, like, oh, damn, you doing your homework, you going to school, or you playing sports, you think that's going to get you somewhere, and it actually does. And it's like, I just like when grown men take the time out to give back and make a difference in another kid's life. As much shit as we talk about you, the one thing that I've noticed about you, you always talk about them little badass motherfuckers in your neighborhood and how you try to make a difference. And then exactly. when they get to a certain age and they do dumb shit and they locked up or their life is taken, that shit be hurting you so much. And mm-hmm. it's like we spend so much time when we talk. And when you tell me about people that you know that was doing the right thing and they got fucked up, I can hear that passion and that hurt in your voice to where I'd be like, yo, I don't give a fuck how fucked up Mo may sound on the show. This motherfucker got a good heart. And, you mm-hmm. know, hey, aside from you throwing out bad dick and being a hoe, you really are.
Hold on. Yes, rewind, because I don't think it's such a thing. A nigga can't be a hoe with bad dick, because women ain't going to want to fuck him. I don't know.
Man, look, you know what? If a motherfucker is paying for it, a bitch wouldn't care how bad it is.
Then that's not a hoe. That's bread. A trick. That's a John. If you got to pay for pussy, you're not a hoe. How can you be a hoe? That's a John.
You're a John. You got something that you hoe with, and you got something that you pay for.
Nah, I don't pay for pussy. You're a John if you pay for pussy. The pimping game ain't none of that shit. You don't pay for nothing that's free.
Mo. All men
I'm sorry,
pay
I'm keeping
for pussy.
It no, all men
all
do not
men
pay for
pussy. For
pussy
in one shape, form, or fashion.
All men
remember
do not
that.
Pay for pussy. All
and
men
one
do not pay
and
for pussy.
And some shape, form, or fashion, all men pay for pussy.
Nah. I don't think so.
They do. They
then
do.
All women pay for dick then. Y'all treat me, take me out, this and that, feed me, this
well,
and that. You pay for the dick.
I don't. I have, but I don't because guess what? Yeah. I am not fucking with nobody. So, no, I'm not.
Oh, now you're not fucking with nobody because you just left your situation alone. But when you was with your situation, your motherfucking price tag was high.
Can't stand your motherfucking ass.
All right. But okay, it's like, ha, ha, ha.
You get on my nerves. Anybody want him? Anybody want him? Because, I can't stand him.
Well, listen, I'm on Instagram now. Thanks to Chocolate. If y'all want to look me up, it's your boy 37. Your boy Mo 37 on Instagram.
You need to text that to me because I
Chocolate
need to
send out my. Well, I don't want her to send out my BBM because she got a lot of trainees and like you know and all that bullshit. I don't want a bunch of people. But ladies, y'all want my BBM? Chocolate will give it to you. You nigga bitches out there, if I catch you on my BBM, it's a problem. Because our boy that just left, he hung up rapidly. I guess he felt me coming on the show because that nigga hung right up. Like, I didn't even get a chance to speak to him.
Oh, God.
It was either you or he felt that I was on here
one of us, because she said, I muted Mo. Mo went out. That nigga said, click. Yo, that nigga hung up quick. Like, yo, I've been listening to this show a long time. This motherfucker is not getting at me no way, shape, or form. That's a lot of ironic. That nigga hung up quick, yo. Like, as soon as she unmuted me, I was like, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I can't do this.
You the cause of it. If you wouldn't have had the show, these niggas wouldn't be in their feelings. They wouldn't get put on blast. But you're the cause. You're the common denominator. It's on you. You got pussy lawyers. You got everything. You love what hurts. It's all about you, girl.
Oh, my goodness. The blasphemy, the lies, the spewing.
You're the host. It's all about everything that we do on this show falls on you.
She said, oh, my gosh. Did you just say, oh, yep.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Oh, and he's fancy.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you sure. I don't think everybody heard it. If you're laughing.
Nah, you good.
But it's true. I mean, listen, when y'all do that dating show, like I say, you pick her, y'all go out, you understand, and we'll see how that work out.
But
you said but three times. You trying to twerk over there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Now you umming? Get it out.
You know
get
what?
It out.
I'm just saying. I don't even like you no more. I can't even stand you.
What? Yeah.
Hey, I can't even stand you.
You wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first, Maja. You know, it's just a long line of them. You wouldn't be the first.
You just do me so wrong.
I did. What is that wrong? You got pussy lawyers, you the host of the show, and you don't love what hurts. What's the problem with that? That's a great thing. You on top of your pedestal. You on top of the world.
He is trying it on your show, though.
You got your job, you know what I mean? You got your side hustle, and now you found your soulmate. You should be the happiest person in the world. You got the American dream, sweetie.
I got the American dream?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You is so wrong. Oh, my gosh.
If everybody was right, the world would be boring, right?
Oh, my gosh. And you doing this and saying he went on the show to defend himself.
He good. He listening.
He can't listen.
So you
he
know.
Can't listen.
You know.
You know, Mo, I got a headache and I need to.
You're telling on yourself. You're telling it written all over your face.
What you mean? No, it ain't.
It's written on your face. You get tickled. Watch it. Hurts.
Oh, Lord.
See, you just tickled. It's cool. It's cool. We understand. We got your back 190%. Don't get quiet now.
I was laughing at Bossy when she was like, oh, ha, 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 you ain't shit. No, they're not. Cowboys kicked them out. The Giants.
The Giants be all right next year, but, you know, they got their rings in this century, though. So as long as they got their rings in this century, it's cool. A lot of people can't say that. Ask that question. How many of them NFL teams got a ring in this century? How many of the Giants got? Point blank.
They won't get no more? How about that?
We don't what? We ain't getting, you crazy. We getting more. You getting more. They got a big salary. They got a big salary. They're going to get some good players. We got rid of too many people last year. We got too cocky. Well, 2 years ago when we got the ring, we got rid of all our players. No, I hope they learned their lesson. Now they know they got to get them people back. They got to get them players back, and we'd be on the roll again. And all of y'all be big G-Men fans.
Who the fuck I want?
Yes, you would.
Uh-uh.
Because you was only an Eagles fan when Michael Vick came.
Excuse me, boo-boo. I've been an Eagles fan ever since Randall Cunningham was being the quarterback, then Randall Pete, don't get it fucking twisted. And prior
okay.
to me being an Eagles fan, I used to be a 49ers fan when Joe Montana was the quarterback, and then Steve Young took over for him. Any other questions,
okay.
boo-boo?
Okay, so why are you not a 49ers fan anymore?
Because I went over to the Eagles because I liked the fact that they had a black quarterback.
Oh, okay. So you like all the black
because
quarterbacks.
Because that was rare. That was rare. And he had a Jerry Curl that was super rare.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a few teams with black quarterbacks. You got.
Now? Back then we didn't.
Yeah, you're right. Because the Steelers got a black quarterback.
Hey, Mo.
Indians, yeah?
You fucking with us.
Right?
You fuckable, dog.
Who?
You could get it, nigga. What happened? Where I'm at? Where I'm at?
Huh?
I just went on your Instagram. You can get it, nigga. What's happening? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God.
Oh, Chocolate ain't tell you, I ain't no ugly brother. I'm, you know, I'm real easy on my eyes.
Yay.
Well, thank you.
I can't say shit. Ah. Oh, kill him. Oh, kill him. Oh.
Lord have mercy.
I just had to make you blush real quick, you know. Now you confused.
No, I'm not. Well. I'm not confused by you giving me a compliment will confuse me.
I could get it.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I believe you. I believe you. Well, which one are you?
Join CC now. I'm the ugly girl.
Join CC now. I don't see you. Oh, no. Did you request me?
I followed you, yeah.
Joyce CC, now let me see.
Mom, let me find out you got your stuff on private.
No, I don't even know how to use this shit yet. I'm still learning, so I just got this shit the other day. I see Kwana. Joyce CC, now I don't see you.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it on the computer, dog. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you don't have a picture up. No.
I promote business. I mean, you don't have to keep scrolling to find me.
Oh, okay. If this is you, well, I say we'll chop it up. You on BBM, too?
Yeah, I'm on BBM, nigga. I thought I got K-Street on BBM. Well, secret.
What?
Free.
Well, my pen is 334.
Don't give me your pen over here. Give it tell Chuck to send it to me.
Oh, yeah, I don't want none of them nigga bitches requesting me.
And you about to give it. They gonna hit you up when
nah,
they win. She's like, hey, boo, my name's Toya.
Yeah, that shit's funny. Homeboy was like, yo, I got caught in a situation. What he said? I got a situation on BBM. Oh, shit. That shit is crazy. All right, Chocolate will give it to you. We'll chop it up. All right, country girl?
That's what's up, City Boy.
Always a love connection on a chocolate wave. Just kidding.
What the hell, chocolate? That chocolate, you all right?
She probably left her ass because she was trying to get off a long time ago.
Chocolate, the 50 person caller? Yeah, you got blue checked in on her? Yo, it's really snowing like crazy everywhere. What the fuck? Yo, did y'all see that stupid-ass tweet that Paris Hilton put out about Nelson Mandela?
No, what she said?
She said, he's a great man, and I really loved his I Had a Dream speech.
Lord.
May he rest in peace. I'm like, yo, these white people are so fucking stupid. And she really tweeted that shit. Everybody got at her over that. His I Had a Dream speech. You got some fucking nerve.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to take it on then.
Yes, have a good night.
All right, everybody have a blessed night, all right?
You too.
I come to Florida because I ain't ugly either.
All right. I come to Miami a lot. Well, darn it.
I ain't in Miami, nigga. I'm in the top. I'm in Tallahassee.
Okay, well, when I get to Miami, your ass going to meet me there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll make it happen.
Gentlemen, I'm going to bed, too. So
all right,
I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, request me. I'll holler at y'all later.
All right.
All right, bye. Bye, y'all.